vision, or have another print disability, which makes reading, holding a book, or turning a page difficult or impossible. The content is copyrighted by the respective publishers. For more information, please visit us on the web at nfradioreading.org. Hi, this is Nick, and for the next few minutes, I'll be reading from the day's newspaper, comics, and the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. These are from Monday, July 6th, 2026. We begin this, with, as always, with High and Lois. Families are on the kitchen table. They're eating.
I can't eat this. I feel sick, says Ditto.
Go lie down.
There. I feel better. Can I have dessert?
Maybe tomorrow, when you fully recovered, in quotes.
Zitz. Rumor.
You see Pierce, Hector, and Jeremy sitting there.
I heard that girl got electrocuted by putting her phone charger. Fact. The girl got electrocuted by putting a phone charger in her mouth while making toast in the bathtub.
Jeremy.
So it was partially true.
Bondi. Dagwood's leaving for the day.
I'm off to work, honey.
Bye, dear. He gives Bondi a kiss. They're still sitting there. Shouldn't you be going?
This is worth being late for.
Beetle Bailey.
Beetle says,
there's never enough time in the day.
For what? Says another soldier.
Goofing off.
Your time is up, says Sarge.
Hector the Horrible, the king says, I promise to fight injustice and fight corruption wherever I find it.
Do you think he'll keep his promise, says Lucky Eddie to Hector?
I hope so. I would love to see the king beat himself up.
Break of day. We see a remote control in the video game controller. The video game controller says to it,
Babe, I swear, I'm not a player.
Family Circus. We see Dad's outside. The kids are using some of his tools in the yard. As Billy goes,
I don't know what we're making yet. We just started.
And Barney Google and Snuffy Smith. Snuffy says to Jughead, there's a bear living right around here somewhere.
How can you tell, Uncle Snuffy?
Woodsman skills, Jughead. The signs are everywhere if you know what to look for. Of course, nowadays, the pile of stolen bird feeders is a dead giveaway, too, as there's a pile of bird feeders in front of them. You've been listening to Reading of the Day's newspaper, comics, and the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. Thanks for listening.